Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Ellie Donnelly in the Business Post reports that the proposed airport charges in Dublin should be reviewed by the DAA, the Irish Aviation Authority has said. In September 2023, DAA, the operator of Dublin Airport, set out its proposed airport charges for March 24 to March next year in a consultation document distributed to airport users. Ryanair objected, claiming that an alleged deliberate decision to ignore Ryanair's questions and comments constituted a breach in the transparency requirements under the 2011 regulations. And the IAA said, we agree with Ryanair that further assessment and work in relation to these charging modulations and differentiations is required if the airport charges at Dublin Airport are to meet the standards of transparency, objectivity and relevance. Cathal Cadin in the Irish Examiner reports that the central bank said that there was no rationale for credit unions to use capital buffers, which would boost reserves and possibly lead to an increase in lending by the member-owned financial institutions. The current reserve requirements for credit unions is non-risk weighted, unlike traditional banks. But some have called for changes to be implemented to allow credit unions to snap up a greater portion of the lending market, particularly when it comes to mortgages. The chief executive of the Credit Union Development Association, Kevin Johnson, said the regulator's view was disappointing. And Seanine Graham in the Irish Times reports that cross-border tourism between Northern Ireland and the Republic has more than tripled in a decade, according to new research. Titanic Belfast and Game of Thrones are among the attractions that make the North an easier sell to international buyers and local tour operators, but it still lags well behind the South for overnight hotel stays. Almost half of Northern Ireland's visitors stay with friends and family, a much higher rate than visitors to the Republic. The Tourism on the Island report published today found that the industry is supporting more than 300,000 jobs and providing almost 17 billion euro in gross value added to the economy.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.